can't get it off. If I think about it constantly, baby, I can't make it stop. I said, oh, it's just something about it.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Redditors Roundtable Podcast. I am R2P Art, and I'm joined by
R2P Tom
and
R2P Andy.
You can find everything we talk about on our subreddit, R2 Podcast. That's reddit.com/r/r2podcast. We're on Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes, so please rate us on the service of your choice. That intro is brought to you by Underscore Orchestra.
And tell a friend.
And tell a friend?
Yeah, tell a friend.
Yeah, oh, tell a friend. Yeah, I thought you were trying to...
I thought you said Intellifriend.
Intellifriend, yes.
Yes, tell your friends about us.
No, just one.
Just one?
Just one friend.
And then that one friend will also tell
What if you
friend.
Don't have a friend?
Make a friend, then tell a friend.
Ooh.
Post it on the internet. We'll be very grateful. All right, opening comments. Anyone?
I saw a movie called River Wind River.
River Wind River?
Wind River?
Okay.
Wind River.
Maybe.
Congratulations.
When did this movie come out?
2017.
Wow.
Has the guy who did the only Bourne movie without Matt Damon.
Oh,
Hawkeye,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Has him.
Yeah.
Very good movie. I highly recommend it. It's Wind, something like River.
It's like an action movie? He's always in action movies.
Well,
right?
Yeah, he's a hunter, and they're hunting down a murderer. So,
what's that
got
to do with a windy
movie.
River?
That's the Indian reservation.
Don't spoil it, dude.
No.
Don't spoil it.
Spoil.
You spoiled it for everybody.
I'm sorry. Hey, I have nothing to say.
I lured you in.
Okay, fantastic. Andy?
Yeah, I got something to say.
Okay.
So, you guys know those suggested speed limit signs? Like the yellow speed limit signs?
What do you mean suggested?
Those are suggested speeds. They're called advisory speeds,
you
I believe is the technical
like when
term.
You yield around an exit?
Yes, like if it's
yes.
a curvy road or
yep.
something, you see the yellow speed limit signs?
I do, yes. For.
So I love driving here because there are some very curvy roads.
Okay.
And I do not follow those advisory speeds at all.
Yeah.
You go under them. Right?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
the,
way
what's
under.
The lowest? Yeah. What's the lowest one have you seen?
Coming here or just
in general?
I've seen 5 miles per hour.
Wow.
Jeez.
Like an not an exit.
That's
just,
crazy.
Just a
no, it's a turn.
Yeah.
It is a curve.
Wow.
There's this road in Michigan when we would go every summer for my family vacation where they call it Devil's Elbow.
Hey, we have a Devil's Elbow up in Portage, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Well, they've got an advisory speed limit 5 miles per hour there.
Jeez.
You know what else? Not only is this road called Devil's Elbow because it's really... It's a sharp turn. When I was up there late summer this
year.
You
saw the devil.
I ran. I went for a run because you know, I like to jog. I ran on Devil's Elbow. No, this is a back road in the middle of nowhere. And as I was running, three cars came around that turn when I was on that turn running.
That's scary.
There's only five people in the entire town.
They were going at 5 miles an hour too. So that was a close call. Jeez. You're basically outrunning them on the Devil's Elbow.
It was crazy, yeah. And we have a roller coaster road as well that's up and down, like really, it's straight, but it's really hilly.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, see, that was dangerous too because I was running it. So on the lower parts of it, who knows if some jackass is flying up and you know could land on top of me? It makes you run a little bit faster, you know?
Huh. Yeah. Best but good to go life. Sledding down too.
On a road?
Yeah.
It's kind of dangerous. Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. So is there a point to that?
Well, so my point is, I think it's kind of crazy that at least in our state, I'm pretty sure you don't have to follow this legally at all. The speed limit is 45. The advisory speed around this turn is 30 miles per hour. But as long as you don't cause an accident, you can't get a ticket for going 45 around that turn.
Okay.
Well, if you do, you could send all your tickets to R2P Andy, and he will just pay them right off.
He'll pay him.
Yeah.
Hey, I sit in Virginia.
He's going to fight for you. Have a billboard up.
All right, so I actually have something from
Holy
one of our
cow.
Listeners.
Are we ever going to get?
I don't
to
think
the
so.
I
think
this is it.
Is
All right, thanks for guys.
Opening statements, closing statements. Thanks, guys. One of our listeners wanted a shout out, so I'm going to give that to them.
Oh, we shouldn't start doing that.
Huh?
Wow.
Well, I guess we only have one listener.
All right,
hey, Art's mom. Shout out to you.
No, she doesn't listen. She refuses. No, this this shout out is a legitimate listener. His name is Florent B. I'm not going to say his last name, but he'll be listening on Monday. So say hi to Florent.
Okay.
Hi, Florent.
B. There you go.
B. I wonder what that B stands for.
I can't tell you. Huh. Badass. Florent Badass.
Ooh.
Wow. What kind of name is Florent?
French.
Oh, there you go. Bagel.
He wears scarves. Baguette. He wears scarves sometimes. Or at least it sounds like he does, right? Right? Anyway.
All right, there you go. Right. Howdy doody.
Nice. So I do have an update on, you remember when we talked about that whole St. Joseph statue thing?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So I went on the internet and did a little bit of research on it. Apparently, you're supposed to bury this guy upside down in the dirt.
Oh, that's cruel.
And the way, like, you're supposed to threaten him, too.
What?
Yeah. Like, this was done in the past, okay? You're supposed to threaten him, like, I will keep you with your head down in the dirt until you sell my house.
Wow, I did that to my realtor, and it worked.
So does that mean you dig it up once the house is sold?
Well, you're supposed to.
If you're threatening it, I'm going to keep you here.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, just kidding.
You get to stay there forever.
Your mom's cruel, man.
Yeah.
You think she doesn't listen.
But that's no longer done, apparently. It's kind
does
of
your mom threaten
it.
Hold on, it's not done anymore?
I'm pretty
sure you just told us it's done.
Wow, she
by
buried
her mother
it
in the past.
In like a nice coffin with little TV.
Upside down, though. You know,
little bar.
Huh.
And the way this website also gave tips on how this would work, like bury the statue closer to the for sale sign, and you have to have faith in it all the time. That's how it works. They also had a bunch of testimonials out there. So I'll go ahead and throw a link.
What religion was this again?
Christianity, right?
But what denomination? Is this a Catholic thing?
Aren't you not supposed to worship fake idols?
I don't think you're worshiping him.
You have faith in it the whole time?
You can't have statues of saints? Bury them upside down?
Then you threaten it, bury it upside down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's called worshiping. Threatening them.
Keep in mind, no longer done. But you could check out some of the testimonials. I'm sure they're...
It's no longer done, then how's that the number one selling statue?
Well, no, you no longer threaten it.
Yeah.
You just bury it now. So you're nice. This
everyone's
nice.
PC nowadays.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind.
Well, so you look kind of weird threatening a statue, right? Come on, sell my house, damn it.
You'll be upside down forever.
All right, and I have one more thing before we actually get to the show.
Jeez.
Some good stuff.
No.
Maybe interesting stuff. This is all boring shit. Here we go.
Don't worry, I'll cut all this out. Don't worry.
You guys know the difference between a gargoyle and a grotesque?
Well, I've heard of a gargoyle.
Okay.
The only reason I've heard of a grotesque is from games.
Well,
games. Oh, not Games of Thrones.
No.
Wow.
How did you make that
not
connection?
Everything revolves around Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Board Games of Thrones? Okay.
Games. Okay.
So a lot of people know a gargoyle as just like a statue of a dude with wings, right? Well, apparently,
it's not a dude, right? It's a monster.
It's a monster. Yeah.
Monster.
And they're actually used to ward away evil spirits. In case you guys didn't know that, like they look evil, but they're actually good, right?
You bury them upside down in your yard.
No,
so you get those evil spirits out of here.
There's actually a show about them. You remember that show?
Yeah, I do. Remember that.
I've heard of that show. It's a kids show, right?
Yeah, it's a kids show.
Yeah.
But what a gargoyle actually is it could be one of those statues, but it has to have water coming out of its mouth. So it was usually used high up on these buildings, and it was used like a gutter kind of thing. So they had a bunch of these gargoyle statues, and they would just spout out water from their mouth. That's a gargoyle. A grotesque is what you guys were thinking that doesn't spout out any water and is just a statue of a gargoyle.
You're telling me it's
there.
The exact same thing, except there's no water coming out of its mouth.
Exactly, yeah. And it doesn't have to be like a really scary figure. It can be like some dude's face.
So what if it's a gargoyle, but let's say the water source gets shut off for a minute? Does it become?
I think if it has an opening, that water will come out of. That is considered a gargoyle.
Even if no water is actually coming out of it?
At the time,
as long as it has the plumbing.
Yeah, if it's got the plumbing.
It identifies as a gargoyle.
Yeah, there we go.
I got my pipes removed.
All right, well, there you go.
All right, so that's all I got. So why don't we get the show on the road? Yeah, let's wrap it up.
See you next week.
Yeah. All right, so last week we had a subreddit of the week. This week we also have a subreddit of the week.
What impersonation are we doing this week?
This week we are not doing any impersonations.
Oh,
I know, everybody's sad, right? You know what? You could do an impersonation if you want. whatever you want.
All right, mate.
I'm opening this one up.
Oh, thank you. I was afraid you're going to go with the hillbilly.
Shrimp on the barbie or something like that.
You can even use your own natural accent. Okay?
I reckon
so,
I could.
The subreddit of the week is called Unethical Life Pro Tips.
Oh, all right.
You know, there are life pro tips out there that are actually kind of useful, you know, like, easy way to peel a mango is to cut it into
I've heard it as, like, life hacks. Yeah. I heard.
But this is unethical.
This is unethical. So
like,
this is
steal
like
shit
this.
From a bank.
The dark side of life hacks. Like, if you are going to do something nefarious, probably a good place to check out. So
let's do it.
I've got the top three-ish. I've actually got number one, number two, and number four. Number three was kind of long, and I didn't want to write it down on the piece of paper. So
hey, that's a life hack in itself.
Still using paper.
Yeah, still using paper. We're all about technology here. So
you mean we have to read this?
We have to read
this.
Dude, what are you talking
about?
This
is not it's like homework. But look,
you
my God, this is worse than last
week.
You
read it. Do you want to trade?
Is this in
Polish? Does this one look better?
Did your nephew write this?
No, I wrote this. I wrote this while driving over here.
With your left hand?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I didn't write it.
All right.
So whoever's got number four, please go first. This is the top four unethical life pro tip.
I think mine says number four, but I'm not sure.
Well, mine says number two.
Mine says gibberish.
Okay. Fantastic. I'll read it if you can't read it. So.
Oh, wait. It was upside down.
Is yours
go.
Number one, Tom?
Yeah, I have number one. All right. Does that mean it's the best one?
That is the top one, yes.
Oh, yeah. Last week I got two. I'm on my way up.
Yeah.
All right, number four. Send your significant other flowers to work with just a "for my special lady" note written on it. If she doesn't bring them home from work, she's cheating.
What do you think about that? Huh? She doesn't tell you about those flowers? Boom. Mm. Unethical. Life pro tip. Unethical? Is it unethical?
Is it unethical?
Yeah, because you're trying to trick her.
How are you?
Or you're just sending her a letter that says, "for my special lady."
Yeah, you're tricking her. You're trying to see if she's cheating on you.
Unethical, then.
I don't know. I don't think it's that unethical.
I think if you're doing it with the intention, I mean, this is intent, right? You have to intent to.
The intent is
unethical.
That you're trying to see if she brings him home.
Right.
So you're doubting her fidelity to you.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so that's unethical.
Because you're doubting
if you're in
fidelity?
A monogamous relationship. We all know people, well, one set of people, a gay couple who are married, and they bang whoever they want. Anytime they want.
Yeah, one day we'll have them on the show, I think.
Yeah.
Them.
Both of them.
So for them, this doesn't even apply because they don't really have cheating.
Right.
Plus, they're both dudes. So.
Wait, what?
It's all good. It's all
good.
From
a special lady. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're both gay men. You might say that.
Oh, jeez. That's true.
No, why would you?
You could. You totally could.
What? No.
Yeah.
What do you still refer to each other as dudes? You would
not if they're cross dressers. They might say lady or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. These two dudes aren't. Well, as far as we know.
Wow.
So if you're going to
send... Very close-minded, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, no. I've been around him a lot. We've been intimate.
You're their lady.
Yeah.
I'm the lady.
You got those flowers. So if you're going to send flowers to your significant other, just don't do it with bad intent. Is that the lesson? Is that the lesson?
Is there supposed to be a lesson?
This is all unethical.
Yeah,
so
I like
it. There is no lesson.
I'm going to do that next to my wife. Except I hate flowers. She knows. Actually,
does she hate flowers?
See, here's a caveat for my situation. I'm allergic to the flowers. So, what if I send them, and as a favor to me, she gives them to a friend or something, unbeknownst to me, because she knows she brings them home, I'm gonna sneeze. I'm gonna have a bad time. So she's doing it for me, and then she gets home without the flowers. And I'm like, oh, you dirty bitch, you cheating on me. She goes, no. I did it for you. Then I feel bad.
Why don't you just wait for her to tell you?
Yeah.
Like, thanks for
how
the
about
flowers.
You wait for her to say, hey, did you send me flowers?
No, I'm accusing her right away.
Where are those goddamn flowers?
The second she opens that front door, you dirty bitch. Wow.
Right. Let me smell your underwear. Are you not
wearing
any?
Flowers.
property of Ted. Who is Ted?
No wonder lights are always off. Jeez.
All right.
All right. So I guess you're next.
I've got number two.
All right. Hack it up.
This one says, when robbing a store or someone, apply temporary tattoos ahead of time.
Oh.
The cops will ask for visual identifiers of the criminal, which will mean they will look for someone with the star tattoo on his right hand.
I've actually thought
example.
Of this.
You thought of this?
And actually, I hate to say it, but I've actually thought if I was going to rob a bank, put like a black eyeliner on my eyes, then wear a mask, so maybe they'll identify me as a black man. I'd never get caught, right? If I had, gloves on and a mask, and the only little skin that they see is dark, they may presume I'm a black man. Then they got the whole different race than what I am.
Yeah, but then
for listeners, I'm a white man.
Yeah, but then you got. I think as soon as you open your mouth, they're going to know. Like, no, this guy.
Nah, I'll be like,
you don't sound anything.
Put the money in the bag.
What?
Nope,
that was the whitest voice I've ever
heard. Are you
heard.
Crazy?
Please,
yo,
put the money in the bag.
Excuse me, kind sir.
Put the money in the bag.
Now you sound like you're trying to do like a cartoon character impersonation.
No, that's pretty good. Yo. I'll do it real low. Like, yo, put the money in the bag.
Yeah, still not doing it for me. Sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry.
But if you see like a black on my eyes, why you doubt my race?
No, I think that's a good idea.
Yo. Yeah, I thought that.
It would. I don't see how it would hurt your cause, right?
Yeah.
Like some dude with eyeliner.
Some dude with black
I think
eyeliner.
He's in a rock band from the 80s.
Trying to pretend he's a black man.
He's trying to be Barry White. Hey, baby.
He recommended this R2 podcast thing to me before he left. That was really weird.
He's got a Daffy Duck tattoo in his arm.
Oh, man. Just have a tattoo on your face at that point, you know? I mean, come on. Why not?
You want your face covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
If you're not covering your face, then I don't even think you bother with the tattoo thing.
Yeah, you're doing it all wrong.
I think you got to go in the classic president mask, you know?
Bill
Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Or something,
yeah, that's... Right?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, man. That's, you know, they remade it. Patrick Swayze was in it.
I got nothing.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, well,
man.
There it is.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, you'll get to it. You'll get to it in the end.
I will just yell it out later.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, in the middle of a
Point Break
discussion. Is that what it is?
That's it.
Okay.
Whew, that was
haven't seen it.
They made a remake. I didn't see that. Patrick Swayze, though. And the dude Bill and
Swayze?
Ted. That's what I said.
All right.
The dude Bill and Ted?
From Bill and Ted. Matrix.
From Bill's
Keanu
Bill
Reeves.
And Ted?
Yeah.
Keanu Reese, is that what he said?
I didn't say Keanu Reese. He said it. I didn't even say the name.
Reeves.
Okay.
Reeves. Like Superman.
All right.
Christopher Reeves. Yeah. All right. The
Keanu
number one.
Reese's Pieces.
The number one.
Reese's Pieces.
Let's hear your best Patrick Swayze impersonation.
I don't think that exists.
Patrick Swayze.
No one puts art in a corner. All right, here we go.
Number one.
The number one life hack that's unethical. All right, here we go. Buy an item at an electronics store. Open it. Return said item. Check back in a day to see if it's on the open box. That's my quote unquote.
That's pretty good.
Rack, take, table. Open box, table. Buy it again. This time, 30% off.
The number can fluctuate, but that is very unethical.
I've actually never thought of this.
I've actually heard of this before. Never done it, but I've heard of it.
Any success stories?
I don't know that I know of any electronic stores that have an open box section.
Oh, Best Buy
Best
does.
Best Buy does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He knows. He's done it many times.
I wrote this life hack.
He opens shit all the time and just puts it back.
Yep.
So you can return something that's open.
Without moving.
Yes.
For no reason.
At Best Buy. Yeah.
As long as, you know, it's within a certain amount of time and you have the receipt.
Yeah. Oh, my uncle does it all the time.
See?
No, he doesn't do the open box thing, but he does buy some things.
He'll use it and then return it.
Sometimes.
Buy a DVD, watch it, return it.
He opens it. He takes one little piece then returns it. And he does that over and over. It takes every little piece and he builds a new one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Does he listen?
He does not listen. No. But he might. Who knows?
No. Then I won't say anything discouraging.
Please.
Or disparaging.
Please. Keep those comments to yourself.
He's a life hacker.
No, it's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
No,
that's unethical.
There's nothing
but
illegal
yeah,
about
there's
it.
Yeah, there's nothing illegal about
it. It's unethical, definitely.
Not right? illegal, but...
Screwing the store out of their profits?
Yeah. Well, it's their system. They should change their system if there's a hole in it. I see nothing wrong with doing this.
Wow.
Look at this guy.
Look at this guy.
He's going to go do it.
And the whole the temporary tattoo thing? The only reason it's unethical is because you're robbing something. Is like that life hack is put on a temporary tattoo. That's not unethical at all.
Oh, that could be used for anything, you know,
what
not just
changing,
robbing people.
Your race.
I mean,
you know what else I could do? I could change my race and wear stuff a bra. I could be a chick too.
It's like you're already considering robbing something. So it's like if you're going to rob something, wear a temporary tattoo. How is that unethical?
It's like if you need to get away with that, also unethical.
No, that's a good idea. Because then the only thing that they notice is a tattoo. Then when the cops come to see you.
Yeah, say, then and then when you get caught red-handed.
I don't have a smiley face. I have an unhappy face.
See?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, I turned it upside down.
Run!
Oh, man.
All right. Well, there you go. There's the top three minus number three.
Yeah. Number
so
three.
So what was number three in general?
Sure, yeah. Number three was... this start out really weird, but if a kid runs up to you in the supermarket and bites you, because that happens every so often, you scream and yell really loudly that you've got HIV, so the parent comes over and apparently takes better care of their kid and panics a lot because this happened.
Yeah,
so you teach the kid and parent a lesson. That's life hack, unethical life hack number three.
That's just stupid.
So there you go. Plenty
of
others.
Like that one, too.
Huh.
I'm going to do that at Best Buy when I return my shit.
I don't really see that as being unethical.
I don't see how that's a life hack.
Okay, I agree with that, too.
Yeah, life pro tip. More like, not life hack. If you've ever been bitten by a kid, apparently it happened to this guy. I don't know, maybe.
Does he dress up as a lollipop or something?
Yeah, he must. Yeah.
It's like a big candy cane. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So we're going to have a link to that subreddit on our subreddit. That's R2 Podcast.
Once and if you have a life tip, add it into the subreddit.
It has to be unethical.
Oh, of course.
Life,
yeah,
life
I
want to
hear these. I'm going to start doing them.
Yeah, because Andy has no ethics, apparently.
Well, I mean, I just don't find these unethical. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm going to come over and bite you.
I have HIV.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's true though. So,
yeah.
So there you go.
All right.
So, our main topic for today, this episode, is you guys heard the newest Elon Musk presentation on Mars?
I saw a story about it, but I read the headline only.
Okay.
I don't
know. Essentially, he gave an update to the trip to Mars. Or what the whole his plan for going to Mars and
it's
how
totally unrealistic, right? Like he's going to do like four trips in the next 4 years or something stupid.
No,
saw
not in the next 4 years.
Yeah, like by 2020.
So the details are by 2022.
Yes,
he's going to send these BFR rockets.
Yes.
Any idea what BFR is? Plan words.
Big effing rocket.
R. Hey,
I read that.
Good. Okay, you did read that.
Yeah. I did read the article.
Yeah. Technically,
that's a first.
Technically, it stands for Big Falcon Rocket. They name all of their rockets like Falcon something.
Big
so.
Phallic Rocket.
Falcon.
Wow.
Although it is shaped like that.
Yeah,
so
it's perfect.
The BFR is going to be their biggest rocket ever and the cheapest with the launch, the whole launch thing. Because they've been doing reusable rockets as of late. So, like, the boosters, the most expensive part of this whole endeavor usually just like explode and that's it. You know, they're gone forever. Whereas here with Elon Musk, they actually return to Earth, land themselves.
Wow.
So that cuts the launch cost.
Yeah,
down.
I read that they're going to get rid of all their other rockets and use all those parts for this BFR.
BFR. Yeah. Their next biggest rocket is going to be the Falcon 9, 52 tons of cargo.
And I also read in that same article that you don't even have to go out into space. You can. you can be anywhere in the world within a couple of minutes.
That's exactly right. Under an hour.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world for, so this is an important part, for the same price as a plane ticket. Imagine that.
So that's the real unrealistic part.
Why?
Oh, we're going
Why
to Mars?
That,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that more than being going to Mars like four times or
that
something crazy by 2022.
Apparently.
Oh, you mean the price?
Yeah, yes. I'm talking about the price.
Because it's going to be reusable.
It's what's
the whole idea. Is
yeah, this
gigantic.
Rocket. Yeah, dumb big. So
dumb big.
Dumb big.
Big dumb rocket.
A big dumb rocket.
So for your trip to Mars, so sorry, let me backpedal a bit. In 2022, they're sending two of these BFR ships with supplies. So it's going to be able to set up food, power, and some other stuff, and test out the conditions of Mars before people actually get
so
there.
So these are unmanned.
These are unmanned at this point. So they're just delivering a whole bunch of supplies.
Well, how are they,
just dropping
off
supplies, or do they have like robots that are going to take the supplies and build a camp or something?
They're just dropping it off from what I read. So that's about it.
A couple pallets full of stuff.
Well, here's a life hack. We're going to, after they drop it off, we're going up. We're still in that shit.
Steal it. Take it for ourselves. Brilliant. So 2 years later, there are going to be two more BFRs filled with people this time.
Yep.
And also two more BFRs filled with even more supplies.
Crazy people.
So do you guys know why 2022 and then they wait 2 years until 2024 to launch the next ships?
How long does it take for the ship to get to Mars?
I will answer that question after you guys answer mine. Because they're related. They're related.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Because it takes a year each way.
So the reason is because at 2022, a certain period of time when they're launching, Earth and Mars are at their closest points.
Okay.
So they have a little launch window of when these rockets are actually going to go out. So every 2 years, they're planning on potentially sending even more ships. And to answer your question, Andy, it's going to take about 3 to 6 months when launching from 2022 or 2024 for the ships to actually get there.
That's a pretty big range. 3 to 6 months, that's double the time.
That's the time that he gave in the presentation.
Due to traffic? I mean, what's in space?
Congestion.
That could,
well,
yeah,
there's
possibly.
No speed limit, so you never really know.
Just
how
suggested
fast you're go.
Yellow ones. Two light speeds. I'm not even sure how you'd do that.
No
half
comment.
Light speed. Yeah.
Two light speeds?
Yeah, two light speeds.
Yeah, that's how much we know about science.
Yeah, clearly, Tom has taken a lot of science classes if he's traveling twice the speed of light.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty fast.
It's just a little fast.
Still takes 3 to 6 months to get there.
Yeah, and to get there, do you know how much it's going to cost? Any things to throw out?
You mean minus any supplies or any just the cost of the rocket to
take
off,
ticket
go
to
and
Mars?
Back. Oh,
your personal ticket to Mars.
Well, you're going a resident. You're not coming back. It's a one way trip, right?
Potentially. There's a plan, which I'll get to that after.
Okay. So we're supposed to guess how much it costs.
How much would the plane ticket cost to go to Mars
and stay there? Because
one way trip. Let's say
$100,000.
I say. $250,000. No, wait, that can't be right because there's a ton of volunteers.
With $250,000?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's got to be something somewhat cheap because they had all those people volunteer, right?
That was for Mars One. That was a totally different project.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they had anyone volunteer for this because they don't have any open signups.
Okay,
yet.
So I say $250,000.
The projected cost, or the one that was shown during the presentation, I believe. That's where they showed this. $200,000.
Ooh.
So you mortgage out your house? Mortgage? Sell your house? Sell your house, right? Not even, I don't know what the term is.
Yeah, sell your house.
Sell all your possessions.
Get a St. Michael's statue. Yeah. You son of a bitch, you better sell.
St. Joseph, by the way. Don't get a St. Michael's. That's
it's
for 2022. Something totally different.
We got to sell this bitch.
That's the Die on Mars statue. You don't want that one. All right. So the details of the trip, there are 40 cabins on this BFR. And it can hold 2 to 3 people per cabin is what they're planning. It could potentially hold a lot more. But that's what they're...
that's 3 of us. One cabin.
Three guys, one cabin. All right. So you might be questioning, how on earth are they going to pay for all this?
Or on Mars.
Or on Mars?
You said, how on earth?
Okay, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
For some reason, I didn't
get that. I had to explain it. I'm sorry.
All right.
Wow.
So Elon Musk, also the guy who owns Tesla, by the way. Not only SpaceX, but also Tesla. Yep. A boring company. They dig a whole bunch of stuff. But his plan...
What?
Tesla is a boring company.
No.
Bore into the ground.
Like bore into the ground.
They're a boring company.
But it's actually called the Boring Company.
Going to Mars, but they're boring.
That might be a story for another time, but they're actually digging tunnels.
Yeah.
Under
they're making a
LA.
Whole freeway system.
Thing. Yeah, a little elevator system for your sideways elevator, whatever you call that.
A road?
a road underground. But it's different than that. Because it's like, so you drive up, you drive up on this little platform above ground, right? And it locks your car into place, and then you go down into the earth, like to where this like subway system is. You get put on this rail, and then you just this rail takes you to your next destination.
Hmm.
That's the details I know about that. But yes, they're currently digging in LA to whatever the destination is going to be there.
Sounds quite boring.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so the way they're going to raise money for these giant things is, number one, satellite launches. So the BFR is actually going to be able to launch satellites into space. It has this like weird duck-looking thing, like this hatch that opens, so it can like have the satellite in itself and just open up and launch the satellite out into space. It looks pretty ridiculous.
So they have contracts to launch people's satellites?
I think they've been launching. Yeah, they've been launching satellites, but they've been pretty small satellites. This thing can not only launch satellites, at the same time, it can use its mouth-like appendage to like collect space debris
take
it back
Pac-Man.
On Earth.
Like Space Pac-Man.
Like Space Pac-Man.
That's pretty badass.
Exactly right, yeah. So part two of the plan is to refuel the International Space Station.
Yes, I saw that.
So it's going to like literally attach to the International Space Station like this big gigantic rocket and be able to provide supplies and crew. This is the first time SpaceX has been able to do this kind of thing, actually fly people up into space. So it'll be a good test. Part three of the plan is to establish a base on the moon.
What the hell?
Yeah.
How's that making money?
I don't know. I don't know how that's making money. Maybe contracts from other
maybe,
people?
Maybe bring moon rocks back and sell them.
I don't really know what the deal is.
Hmm.
And finally, that will get them to Mars is the plan.
So how does... what's the moon thing have to do with getting to Mars?
Getting money to establish a moon base? I don't know.
Is a moon like a pit stop to Mars?
No, I don't think it is. So the whole plan for Mars and actually the moon is... You launch one BFR into space, and then you launch another one to refuel it at that point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense?
I did see they're going to refuel once they launch, yeah.
Yeah, so the BFR is going to be hanging out here, and then just a giant refueling pod, like filled with just fuel, is going to launch up there, refuel this thing, and then come back down to Earth. That way they have a full fuel load or whatever to take them to the moon and Mars at the same time. Not at the same time, sorry. Yeah. One at a time.
Wow.
One at a time. Yeah, that is very impressive. So there you go.
Wow, that is quite interesting. And this is all going to happen by 2022. Yeah.
Okay. 2022 is when they're launching.
It's going to start happening.
Yeah, it's going to start happening.
Well, we'll see about that.
Although, you know, the latest rocket that he said he developed back in 2013 has yet to be developed. So that's a timeline that's... How many years late is that?
Four years late.
A little behind schedule.
A little bit behind schedule. They're planning on getting that rocket out before the end of the year.
He's got too much going on between Tesla and the boring and the moon and
what's
Mars.
Up with? I heard something about an East Coast underground like speed train or.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
The Hyperloop.
Yes.
The Hyperloop is different.
The Hyperloop. What's the news with that? I haven't heard anything about that in a while.
So they've been having all these competitions for the Hyperloop to actually like prove the concept that it will work. I don't know if they have any contracts currently in the United
States. Is
this States
with no air in it or whatever?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So they suck up all the air to have this like dry pressurized chamber, and apparently that allows for very little friction.
Yeah.
So they push this giant tube through that frictionless surface, kinda and
like
it travels really, really, really fast.
You're at the bank. You know, I think it's sucks up.
Yeah, I read something where you can, if they did it, you could go from D.C. to New York in like an hour or something like that.
Yeah, some ridiculous.
I don't remember the exact time, but it's something super fast.
Yeah, no, that's definitely possible. But imagine going from New York to Hong Kong in 32 minutes. I think that was the exact timeline.
Wow.
Via BFR. So you got to take some leaps of faith at that
point.
How
many BFRs do they have, though?
Yeah.
It's not like an airport where they've got 50 planes.
Yeah, what if there's like a three or taken off and you accidentally get in the wrong one? You take a nap. Oh, shit. Now I'm in Mars. I'm supposed to be in Hong Kong.
So here's the interesting part, right? These BFRs are eventually going to go to Mars. So you might be thinking, how the heck are they going to get back? By the way, the entry to Mars, you're entering at the fastest speed, about 4.63 miles miles per second. 4.6 miles per second. Imagine that. I did the math.
Per second. That's pretty fast.
It's about 16,350 miles per hour. somewhere around there. So imagine your speedometer going up to that, and that's how quickly they'll be entering Mars. If your next question is, how are people going to survive that re-entry into Mars? I have no idea. Or entry into Mars.
No, shit. We don't have to be here, Andy. He's answering and asking questions for us.
I just wanted to get that out there. You know what I mean? But so these BFRs are going to be at Mars at that point, right? So they're just going to be sitting there. Well, no, they're not. Okay, they've got this plan to create a supply base there. So Mars is apparently full of, and this is some chemistry stuff, so don't quote me on this, but it's full of methane and O2?
Okay.
H2O and CH4. That's what it is. So methane and water. So they're going to use this process. I don't know exactly what the hell it's called, but they're going to take those two things, turn it into oxygen and whatever the fuel is that's used for the actual rocket.
Isn't this like the Martian? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
the Martian.
Yeah.
You mean...
Where he's farming potatoes on Mars?
Yes.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about...
Matt Damon?
What's the other one?
No, he took the whatever...
Schwarzenegger.
No, I don't know.
I'm talking about the Martian.
No, because the Mars, they couldn't have any air, and then they did something, and they put the core in the water, and it was evaporating the water.
Are you talking about terraforming?
Nah, I don't know. then the water was evaporating and it made oxygen and it saved everybody. Yeah, they made a movie. Total Recall.
All right. You're really on the ball with these movies.
Total Recall. Exactly the same thing.
Okay. Well, there you go. They're going to use the Total Recall thing to get fuel.
You guys haven't seen Total Recall?
And oxygen. No.
Either. They made
a
remake.
I think I started. That starts out with Schwarzenegger having a nightmare that he's like exploding on Mars, right?
The whole thing is,
That's about as far as I've seen.
A remake, too.
Oh. Total Recall 2?
No, it was a remake, not a...
Absolute Recall.
Oh. Definitely
no recall.
Recall
whatsoever.
So, they're going to just have these BFRs resupplying on Mars, and because the Mars environment is so... I don't know, gravity, lighter gravity? I don't know how much lighter than Earth, but apparently you don't need those giant boosters to get off of Mars. So whatever fuel have in there, you can just launch the whole entire thing back to Earth. So that's their plan. And that's why I say you might not necessarily have to go there on a one-way trip. You could just go back. Potentially. I don't know. They're only planning on bringing... There's like a load limit. When you go there, they're going to have like 11,000 tons of cargo or something ridiculous. But when they come back, it's only going to be 50 tons of cargo to have enough fuel to get back to Earth.
Now, is that 50 tons Mars weight or 50 tons Earth weight?
I have no idea.
As soon as you
I'm
get into
Earth.
Mars, atmosphere, it's already lighter.
Yeah, I'm going to say Earth. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, you should ask him.
Yeah. Next time I see Elon Musk, I'll be sure to ask him. Yeah, I saw all these people like, trying to stop Elon Musk. You know, like the guys that went up to space, Neil Armstrong,
astronauts.
Yeah,
those guys who went to space
specifically, Neil Armstrong, and I don't know some other dude that went to space, but they were like protesting in Congress, saying
they're jealous,
shouldn't be any private company.
You have to be a professional.
Oh man, you should have seen, because this was a 60-minute interview with Elon Musk. So
no, this the show 60-minute or 60-minute length of time.
60 minutes, the show.
Okay.
Yeah, they were having an interview with Elon Musk, and that dude, the reporter, mentioned that to him. And man, this dude looked like he was like on the verge of tears.
Elon?
Yeah, he was like, "Well, those guys are my heroes," you know. I'm like, "Geez, I felt bad for Elon at that point." You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, this guy's poor billionaire. Boo-hoo.
Wow.
How dare you? This guy's like trying to like save humanity over here, and you're making fun of him.
Who's making fun of him? You're feeling bad for him.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
That's just stupid.
He's on the verge of tears, and he's trying to like help everybody out.
Pulling
everyone.
Out $1,000
like
bills to wipe his tears away from his eyes.
Oh, interesting fact about Elon Musk. You know, he used to own PayPal? He created PayPal, I should say. No? Didn't know? Well, he took half of that money and used it to create SpaceX. And
did he pay with PayPal?
I don't think he did.
He
that would have been a lot.
Pay or something else.
But so he also bought a super expensive car at that point, like a Lamborghini,
Tesla?
Ferrari type of. No, not those weren't around yet. Yet.
Hey, that's a pretty nice car.
Yeah. And those aren't ridiculously expensive. I mean, they're expensive, but not as expensive as like this kind of sports car that he bought. And the mistake he made was he didn't insure it. And within getting it there, he wrecked it.
Getting it where?
Getting it to his New York apartment. So he just got it dropped off there, and then he took it for a spin and wrecked it.
He didn't care. That's nothing to him.
It's a sad story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. We should start a campaign.
Yeah, let's start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, I feel bad. Poor guy. Down on his luck.
Anyway, as you can tell, I'm a big fan of Elon Musk. Hey, Elon, yeah, I know you're listening, dude. Keep doing what you're doing.
Shout out to Elon.
He goes by Florence.
B.
Oh, man. That would be fantastic. If Elon Musk listened. Oh, we should have him on the show. That would be even better.
You can do an impersonation of Elon Musk.
I can't do that. Wow. All right, Elon, that's not me. That's Tom.
What do you mean? good stuff.
All right, good. You good? You got all your Elon jokes out? All right. All right, so that's all I've got. The question I have for you guys is, would you go to Mars? I'm talking about first trip.
Are you paying?
I'm not paying. What?
No.
Why am I going to pay for your ticket?
Well,
I'll pay for my ticket.
What kind of? Who has $200,000 to give
away? I don't have money for two tickets. I don't have money for one ticket.
That's a dumb question. The only way I could possibly even consider going is if you said, hey, all expenses paid on me. All
right, yeah. What if you won a free ticket?
There we go.
Would
you go?
The golden BFR ticket.
Tom got a golden ticket.
Yep. Now the first
made
trip.
Made of tears of a billionaire. let's see. Would I go? This is the first, very first trip.
The very first trip. There have
but
been two BFRs that got there before.
Okay, that's what
so,
I'm asking. So they've made the trip successfully.
So it's 2024.
2024 is the year of our Lord.
So they're two for two.
Two for two so far. Yep.
But no humans.
No casualties.
They have been launching humans into space. To
just by themselves.
Bye. yes, they have been launching humans into space via the International Space Station and the moon base. So,
and we're assuming no casualties, no accidents. Everything went splendidly.
Well, I don't know about that. This is the first launch.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, before.
Nothing prior.
In 2022, everything's
no
good.
No issues prior.
Good.
Prior.
And I got a free ticket.
Free ticket.
And it's not a one-way ticket. I can come back. Oh, wait. It's 3 to 6 months, right? Oof.
3 to 6 months
it's
is
a long
the journey.
Time.
You know what? I will make it so you can come back. Because I know you won't go if you can't.
Thank you.
There's no way you're staying there.
Yeah.
No way.
Is what's her face going to be on the
Megan Fox? What's her face? What is her face?
I don't have to say her name. Oh, we all Megan know we're Fox. On the same page. So Megan Fox. Yep. She on the flight with me?
She's not on the flight, unfortunately.
That is unfortunate. What happens in outer space doesn't count.
I mean, there are no laws at that point. Right?
When you're on Mars, come on, seriously.
Yeah.
Marriage only lasts on Earth. That only counts. I'm sorry. I could say I'm Earth married, but not Mars married. 3 to 6 months. And how long is the... So I could potentially be gone a year just in travel time. How long am I going to be there?
You have to be there for 2 years before the planets are back at their closest points. So
can
you can
I
get back.
Can I just go, step off, take a picture, and get back on? Because it's going to be taking off and going back home immediately, right?
No, there's going to be another one taking off at that point. So right when you're going there, there's another one leaving Mars.
Yeah. Oh, they're not.
So they're crisscrossing is how I imagine it. I don't know what they're planning, but that's what I'm saying for this scenario. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have no interest in that.
No interest.
That's 2 years, you're talking about minimum 3 years, potentially 4.
It's a hell of an opportunity, though.
But not 4. Still 3.
Opportunity. See the Martian surface?
I can watch it
before you die.
You'll be there,
huh?
I know you're going.
I'm not answering yet.
You can stream. I'll watch your stream.
The delay, from what I heard, so this whole landing process, by the way, has to be automated because the delay is about 4 to 24 minutes, depending on the conditions. I'm assuming
that's a wide range.
That's how far the planets are from each other. You know what I mean? At some point, they're really far away. That's my guess.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm out.
Not even interested. Wow.
But I could still get the ticket and sell it.
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Nope. Your ticket's gone.
Nope.
I'm now giving the ticket to Andy.
I won it. You didn't give it to me.
That is the one thing. You didn't want it.
It was a raffle.
You didn't want it.
I spent $100 in a raffle, and I won this ticket.
No, you didn't spend anything.
I did.
Nope.
You don't know what I did.
We made up this hypothetical situation.
And I'm making a new one. And I'm telling you right now, I spent $100.
And we're telling you, nope, that's not what happened.
Well, in my world, guess what? It did. And I sold it for half the price, $100,000.
Wow.
And now I'm sitting pretty.
Your world, you can also go twice the speed of light. So we all know how realistic that world is.
Yep. All right, Andy, what do you got there?
Yep.
No way.
No way.
Wow.
No way.
Not even if you have the ability to come back? A free trip to Mars?
Yeah, no way.
What's your no way?
It's the first trip, so I don't want to be involved in any of that risk. They haven't worked everything out.
Oh, he is not a risk taker.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of setup going on the first trip.
Secondly,
a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing for me to do there. There's nothing there.
It's Mars. It's totally never been landed on ever before.
Precisely.
You have the whole planet to walk around and check out.
To walk around and check out?
You don't know what's
not
there.
Not interested.
There could be amazing nightclubs there, and you have no idea.
Well, okay.
With Martians.
I didn't think of that. You're right.
Here's the thing with Mars that I think Andy would be interested in. So
the Martians.
Handstands are crazy.
That's what I was about to say. Think about the
gravity.
Gymnastics you could do there.
Oh, the parkour?
Dude, why would I not just say, hey, drop me off at the moon?
What?
I guess the moon. I think the moon has less gravity than Mars.
Yeah, but you can't
I could do
drop
any
it's
of
not a
that.
Taxi. It's not an Uber. Now, you know what? I changed my mind. Let's go to the moon.
No, I don't want to go to Mars.
So you'd go to the moon?
I don't even think I'd go to the moon.
Yeah, why would I go to the moon? I'd go to Mars before the moon.
No, why would I go to either?
Why wouldn't you go? Your name, by the way, would be in the history books. One of the first people to step on the Martian surface.
No, those ships are huge.
Okay.
One of the first 5,000 people, maybe.
No, it's not 5,000. They said 40 cabins, 2 to 3 people per
equals
cabin.
5,000.
So that's much, much less.
Carry the 2.5 light year.
At most, 240. At most.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Next episode, can we do like science and math lessons?
Science and math lessons?
Oh, I'll teach.
Oh, gosh.
That's going to be a short episode. A short and accurate episode. Great. By the way, I looked up the gravity on Mars.
Yeah.
3.7.
times?
Meters per second squared? M slash S squared? Yeah, meters per second squared. Earth is 9.8.
Oh, man, we're one third.
Yeah. Moon is 1.6. So imagine that. Imagine how many flips you could do.
Andy would flip himself right off the planet.
I don't think that's possible.
Oh, there goes
well,
Andy.
It might be for him. It might be for him.
He got greedy, tried a triple backflip, and now he's on his way to Mars.
No, I'm spiraling towards Mars.
I don't want to have to put together the tent.
He used the trampoline. Now he's gone.
I hope Tom was right about the nightclubs.
Oh, man.
All right. Do we have to ask? We all know he's going. All
right. Is that right? I'm
for
going.
For the sake
Andy,
of the show.
Tom is short. Am I going?
I don't know. I'm not that.
You are 100% going.
I'm not that positive.
Well, my answer to that.
Next episode.
Find out on the next episode. Yes, I'm going.
Of course you
I'm
are.
I'm going there.
It's not even close.
2 years, I can come back? Yes.
All right. Let's. Okay. You're a sucker for this stuff. So let's change the rules for you. You didn't win it. You have the opportunity to buy a ticket.
Oh, man. That's a lot of money.
That is.
I want to have
and
something.
Let's assume the townhouse you own, I'm not sure what their value is, but let's assume that you could sell it. You have an active buyer who wants to buy it, okay. And it will cover all your expenses. But you will lose your house. But you're not going to be there for 2 years, so who cares?
All right. So I lose my house, but I've still got all my investments, right? Just growing.
Yes.
Slowly growing.
But then you're out of on Mars.
You're Bitcoins, out of, please. Please, Bitcoins.
You're out of the planet, so if it bombs, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah,
I don't think
no,
your Coinbase stuff is not going to work.
Are you planning on coming back after 2 years?
Yes. Oh. Well, okay, so it depends.
Well, you better liquidate your stuff if you're not coming back.
How is my 2 years there? I don't know. You know, I'll just leave all my stuff to my parents or something. They'll take care of it. I'll love it. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it'll be like. But
you can't go
find
outside because there's no oxygen.
That is a good point.
Yeah. So you'd never be outside. That's what you love.
Go outside?
Yeah.
But
without a suit.
Yeah. I mean,
he's not going to put on a big suit to go outside.
Why,
why go outside?
Dude, I want to go outside at some point.
Explore.
Yeah.
Well, he'll do that for maybe a week. He'll be like, ugh, this spacesuit is so cumbersome.
I would just love setting up Mars, you know? Setting it up, yeah. And the whole history of books thing that I said before. Yeah. That sounds pretty good to me.
I feel like there are a million people that are more qualified to set up a colony on another planet than you or I.
Do you think you're going to be one-tenth as famous as Neil Armstrong? Like, his name is known.
Do you want to be?
Apparently. He wants to be in the history books.
I won't be one-tenth as famous as Neil Armstrong.
No one's going to know you unless you go up there and you do a mass murder.
Wikipedia, I'm going to edit my own article. All right, I'm gonna do it.
You're not gonna have access to it.
To Wikipedia,
yeah.
To Mars Wikipedia. I'm gonna set up the first Martian website.
So
how about that?
200 other people will have the same thing. First people on Mars.
See, that's why I'm gonna add one of the first people.
That seems
you gotta push your way through, right? Get your foot on Mars first.
Or you murder everyone on the rocket.
Wow.
And then you will go in the history book as the first person on Mars.
Check this out.
You hijack it. I'm going to the moon.
Oh, that's a new life hack.
Temporary tattoo myself so that no one knows that it was me, right?
I like it.
When the Martian cops show up.
Get a ticket to the first trip to Mars and then murder everyone.
You will be infamous.
I'll tell you what. I would never do that to Elon.
Well, he's not going to be on the flight.
No, but sabotage is first.
You wouldn't have to see his face when he's getting teary-eyed.
Here's the thing.
Dude,
he plans to die on Mars.
What?
So he will get there one day.
He plans on dying on Mars?
Yes. That's what he wants to do.
He's going to come with a SWAT team take you down.
No, again, like I said, I would never sabotage Tesla or SpaceX.
I mean, you'd have a temporary tattoo. He'd never know his
name. That's true.
Yeah.
There is that. Yeah.
Not art.
No.
Plus, you send them flowers too.
Oh,
hey,
then
sweetie.
I find out.
Hey, where are those flowers?
You get a tweet up about the flowers.
He starts crying. I'm sorry.
Anyway, Elon's the man.
Okay. Got a man crush on Elon.
I agree. Elon is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, both of you.
There you go. Not you though.
You guys can tag team him.
For the amount that you love Tesla, I'm surprised.
Well, I like the technology. I like the car. The man himself? I don't know. Maybe he's a dick. I don't know.
He seems like a nice guy. I'll tell you what, though.
Well,
not a great speaker. He stutters a lot.
Or a microphone.
He stutters a lot during his presentations.
That's because he's crying. But he's trying to hold back the tears.
Come on. He's super smart, though. That whole thing doesn't even bother me.
What? The crying?
No, the stuttering, dude. He's it doesn't.
Very sensitive.
Yeah, it doesn't bother. And he must love speaking because he's always the one out there presenting. So.
Well, he's got to sell his vision, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I know you'll be the first one on the flight, so.
Only if it's free. If it's free. If it's free, I'll be the first one on the flight.
Oh, so you wouldn't buy?
No.
He doesn't have 200 grand.
No. I told you the circumstances where he would.
I probably wouldn't do it in that case. That's quite a lot of money to throw out.
What if I
ticket.
Give
if
you?
If it was cheaper, if it was
off.
Cheaper.
Wait, I'll sell you my ticket.
100 grand?
Yep.
I'd really have to think about that.
All right. Well, you better hurry up because I got some other buyers who are interested.
Very good. Just return the ticket and I'll buy it 30% off. Yeah.
It's not a bad
actually,
idea.
You're giving me 50% off, so that's
yeah,
a lot better.
I mean, yeah,
actually.
Yeah, you're losing there.
maybe like a red light flight. Is that what that's called? Red eye flight.
Eye.
You know, I'll catch one of those. You know,
well,
last
I mean,
minute cancels
it's not
or
really
whatever.
Overnight. As soon as you leave the Earth, everything would be red eye, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
You got
or nothing.
Who?
No.
Because you would always see the sun, right?
Depends if you're on the other side of the Earth.
Yeah, I guess
oh,
you
no,
would. You would see the sun unless it was covered.
Yeah, no, if you're yeah. in the if you're in the direct line of where Mars is covering the sun, you'd be. Good.
Well, you'd be going to Mars, so it wouldn't ever
yeah,
cover
wait,
the
what?
Sun. Otherwise, you would be in front
the
of it.
The sun would
be behind,
behind you.
Yeah.
Ah, Mars is in front of you.
Let's talk science. Oh, wait. What's the planet order? Huh? It's sun.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
Yeah. Oh, so Mars is in the other direction.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's even worse. I yep. thought maybe it'd be
you
nice.
You don't even know which direction you'd be
nah,
going.
No, I thought
wow.
it'd be like warmer, you know? Nicer nope. environment. No snow.
No, a little bit colder.
Yeah, probably snow.
Probably a lot colder. I don't know about snow, because there needs to be water for snow, right? And all the water
you just
is,
said there's H2O up there.
Yeah, it's in the subsurface, so it's all below the rock.
Once I do the total recall on it.
Once you recall it completely, then it's going to be out.
Well, that's Elon's sweet. Bringing his boring company, right?
So. Oh, man.
Yeah, they're not very interested.
They're going to get it.
Wow.
All right. So that's all I got.
Well, that's very good.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That
very
segment.
Educational, especially Tom's science and math lessons.
Yes,
and the impersonation of Elon Musk crying. Elon Musk doesn't cry, by the way. Never
he
seen
just said
him cry.
He did.
No, he was on the verge of tears.
Oh yeah,
said.
But if you watch the extended,
the extended,
the unedited version,
the
of 60 that video.
First minute of the 60 minute.
Thank God it was only a 60 minute video and not a 90 minute, because that would have been ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's cool.
His tears can cure cancer, though.
Oh.
That's why he cries so much.
Magical
he's that,
tears.
He's got that magical tears. Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right. Yeah, we're good.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week on the Redditors Roundtable Podcast. For R2P Tom, R2P Andy, and myself, R2P Art, we're logging out, but come join us on the r/R2 Podcast subreddit to continue the discussion and post your favorite Reddit articles, and they may be discussed on a future episode. So come shape the podcast with us. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. This intro and outro is brought to you by _ Orchestra. See you on Reddit and on the next episode. When I'm away from it, there's something in my breathing. And when I am getting close to it, it's as much as heaving. And when I think about it, it makes me hard inside. And when I am about to taste it, it makes me feel alive. I say, oh. I want it all.